Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. I'm so glad you are here. Today, we are looking at the topic titled God's Provision is Perfect. And our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, which says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." In 2010, Jim Cimbala, pastor of the Brooklyn Tabernacle in New York, shared a story in one of his sermons that left an unforgettable impression. During an Easter service, a homeless man approached him after the message. Pastor Cimbala expected the man to ask for money. He smelled of the street and looked worn by life, but the man looked him in the eye and said, "I don't want your money. I want the Jesus you were talking about." At that moment, the Holy Spirit whispered to Pastor Cimbala's heart, "You don't respect this man. If you had any value for him, you would see that I brought him to you for healing and hope." The pastor embraced the man, weeping as he realized how God provides not just money, not just food, but healing, restoration, love, and eternal hope. God provided what that man really needed. And dear friend, he knows what you really need too. Let me ask you something. Have you ever felt like you're running out of money, of time, of hope, maybe even running out of strength? Hear this today. God never runs out. His provision is perfect. In a world filled with lack, our God is a God of abundance. He said in Matthew 6, verse 26, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Let that verse soak in. If God feeds birds that don't even labor, how much more you, his beloved child? You see, we often define provision narrowly. We think provision is money in the bank or a job promotion. But God's provision covers every aspect of our lives. Peace in chaos, strength in weakness, grace in temptation, joy in sorrow. Do you remember the Israelites in the wilderness? No supermarkets, no farming, no options. But every morning, what happened? Manna fell from heaven. Every single day, you can read Exodus 16, verse 4. God told them not to store it. Why? Because he wanted them to trust him daily. Are you trusting God daily? Or are you worrying about tomorrow? Let's pause and reflect. What are you in need of today? Is it healing? Direction? Encouragement? Whatever it is, don't limit God's provision to what you think it should look like. He's the all-wise Father. He doesn't just provide what we want. He provides what we truly need. In Psalm 23, verse 1, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." Another version says, "I shall not want." David didn't say this when he had a palace. He said this because he knew his shepherd. I would like you to consider these questions in your heart. What need have you been stressing over lately? Have you told God about it or just your friends and social media? Many of you tell your friends about your needs or problems on WhatsApp updates and other social media platforms while forgetting to talk to God about it. Are you trusting him as your source, or are you still looking to people? Beloved, God's provision isn't random. It's perfect. It arrives at the right time, in the right way, and in the right measure. Don't let today's lack make you doubt God's love. Don't let the delay make you give up. He who provided bread in the desert, oil in a widow's jar, and a coin in a fish's mouth will surely provide for you. Walk into today with confidence. Your provider goes before you. Let's pray. Father, thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We trust in your perfect provision. Today we lay every need, spoken and unspoken, at your feet. Provide peace where there's anxiety. Provide direction where there's confusion. As we go into this day, guide our steps, open doors, and let us encounter your goodness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If this message has encouraged your heart, don't keep it to yourself. Share this devotional podcast with someone who needs to be reminded that God is still in the business of providing. There's someone out there right now praying for reassurance, and you can be the answer by sharing this word. Go into your day knowing this. You are not alone. You don't walk into the day empty. You walk in covered by the love of a Father who sees every detail and supplies every need. Trust Him. His provision is perfect. Till next time, keep winning every day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.